Spent the day inside the Star here in Frisco. Spent the day on the phone, texting and calling and gossiping and whispering. Let's see what we get. Top 10 takes as the NFL trade deadline approaches. And the Dallas Cowboys won in. I'm Mike Fisher, your trusty and trust reporter. This is the Fishbowl. That is the Star. And the Cowboys obviously are very much focusing on getting ready for visiting Arizona on Monday night. But there's no avoiding trade talk. And it came up with Lamb. It came up with our conversation with Pickens. By the way, I went one-on-one with Pickens today. More on that coming up. Conversation with Dak Prescott. And the locker room, certainly, I think upstairs, as we've used the word, at a crossroads. I think upstairs, they're at a crossroads. What do we do? Buyer, seller, ride it out, spend. Spend assets short-term. Spend assets that are more long-term, which I certainly favor that last one. In the locker room, there's no question. The locker room is, hey, we love our teammates. We believe in ourselves. Dak kind of said this. But yeah, go for it. Let's get us some help. Let's get better now, Cowboys at 3-4-1. So let's walk you through my top 10 takes on some of the rumors that are out there and some of the facts that are in here. We do this, of course, driven by BMW of McKinney and Honda Cars of McKinney, our pals Johnny and his great staff and Scott and his incredible staff. Go into those showrooms and you will be dazzled. And then ask to speak to Scott and Johnny or Michael or and any of the great fellas and gals at Honda Cars of McKinney and BMW of McKinney. You will not be disappointed. And away we go, 10 takes. Let's start with Minka. This is a good one. And I don't think the rest of the world is quite on this, but we're going to be on it here. Jerry has tried to argue that the biggest issue around here isn't the pass rush, that we're fine in the pass rush. I will give him this. And I have confirmed my thoughts on this with somebody else inside the building. This idea, Jerry saying, oh, we're not defensive linemen. No, it's everything. Everything on defense is in play. They are hemorrhaging explosive plays. They have the NFL's number 31 pass defense. Trayvon Diggs isn't going to be around to help anytime soon. Clock is ticking, and the five-time Pro Bowler, Minka Fitzpatrick, from the 2-6 Dolphins. Dolphins play tonight, by the way. Dolphins-Ravens. And there's reasons to watch this. The Ravens, as bad as they've been, they might still win that division. So they're not selling. The Dolphins are sellers. There's nothing there that's working. Chemistry-wise, coach on down, it's not working. Minka Fitzpatrick, plug him in here. He will be 30 at the start of next season. That's not perfect. Cap standpoint, it's a four-year, $73 million contract that he's on. The cap hit now is nothing. So it's $4 million. So the prorated money this year is $2 million. That's nothing. Now, his cap hit jumps to almost $19 million. You want to spend $19 million on a safety? That's not the Cowboys' usual way. How about you trade for Minka and extend him and flatten out those numbers? From a trade value standpoint, I think it's USA Today said, I might take a 2-6. No. Nobody's doing that. But Minka Fitzpatrick is a playmaker, difference maker at safety. And he's a perfect example of what I'm talking about when I say, do I need a defensive tackle? Yes. Defensive end? Yes. Linebacker? Yes. Cornerback? Yes. Safety? Yes. They need it all. Give me Minka. Put him on my hot list. Item two. Repeatedly, I'm hearing Cowboy critics say, oh, they're not going to do anything. They never do anything. In the last seven years, they've made six trades at the deadline. That counts. So when you say they're not going to do anything, that for whatever you say it for whatever reason, but it's not based in fact. pissed. No way is our whole defense bad. Every single player. It's the coaches and scheme. I'm going to help you out here, Piston Bro. I'm having conversations with people inside the building who are breaking down their own film, self-scouting. We go back to the Denver game. Time and time again, I'll give you one example. Play gets called into this from the sideline, okay? The Cowboys have four down linemen and a linebacker on line of scrimmage. So they have basically five guys on the line of scrimmage. The call comes in, and the call is for a defensive end to drop into coverage. And whether they said L or R, you know, Lou or Roy, I don't know which one they said, but they said one of them, not both of them. Both guys dropped into coverage. Both defensive ends dropped into coverage. And the next thing you know, you had, I'm screwing up the math here, you basically had a two-man rush. And Bo Nix completes a pass way downfield because nobody, no pressure on him. And two defensive ends in coverage. Okay? I'll let you argue whether or not that's teacher or student, but that's a fact from inside this building and inside their own film study. I'll give you another one. Clark, the safety, he's brand new. Some of these guys are practice squad guys. So when we say it's not the players, that's wrong. Practice squad guys aren't good. Their practice squad guys aren't good enough. So he's got the assignment. And this happened a few times where they call out a word, switch. Okay. You're lined up like you're a center fielder safety. But if this receiver comes here, we're switching. You're going with him. He screwed that up a couple of times. One of them results in a touchdown. I'll give you another one. The cornerback, Quiz. This is on the beautiful throw and catch touchdown in the left corner of the end zone. Okay, Quiz is running with him, but never makes contact with him. All he's got to do, and the kid, the receiver is like 1 inch from going out of bounds on his route. All he's got to do is make contact with him. He'll step out of bounds. And Quiz doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Dustin Peterson, I'll take my dope straight with no bulls. And that's what I'm giving you. Okay, by the way, you'll get that from nowhere else. If you like our Cowboy coverage, would you please hit the like button? That tells the algorithms on Twitter, on YouTube, the kind of Cowboy programming you like. And I just gave you 1 minute of Cowboy Insider you will not get anywhere else. That's straight from Cowboy Film Study. So when we're saying it's the players, it's the coaches, it's the scheme, it's all of it. And I just gave you three examples of it that you won't get it anywhere else. Item three, sell Tolbert. We wrote about this morning. You could be a buyer and still trade Tolbert. And that conversation is happening. Maybe you trade Tolbert and he helps you get defensive help. Because I think he's good. I think he's a good player. But he's certainly an expendable player here. Stink, Uncle Fish, premium. How many times has Sam Williams been blocked 10 yards down the field? Part of the film study as well. Sam Williams' tendency is, no matter what his assignment is, he tends to think, I see a gap. I can go rush the passer. But Sam, it's a running down. And he loses the edge a lot. A lot. And now, then he turns around and runs like heck after the play. So there's another one. It's not lack of effort. They're not trying for Eberflus. Vinny Hagan, what are you getting for Tolbert? What if I include Tolbert in a deal that brings me a player? See, that's how you trade Tolbert and you're still a buyer. Now, as far as trading away guys, and we did our list this morning, if the Cowboys decide to be sellers, if they lose to Arizona, they're gonna wake up Tuesday morning and there's going to be a conversation about that. And they'll only have a couple hours to decide. ESPN's Bill Barnwell, who gets paid a lot of money to do this. I didn't read the story. I was too outraged. I just saw the headline. He thinks the Cowboys should trade Brandon Aubrey. Crash. What? Come on, ESPN. Come on. Every once in a while, I get to give Fish, that's clickbait. Nothing I do here is clickbait. Because every time you click on it, there's a reward. There's a payoff. Clickbait is when you click on something that says, you won't believe what the Brady Bunch girls look like now. Then you click on it and there's a picture of the Brady Bunch girls and you got to scroll like all the, and they look exactly like you'd think they look now. That's clickbait. When I tell you that the Cowboys selling, trading, Jalen Tolbert is in conversation, I might put it in a headline, three inch headline, but it's real. It's true. ESPN suggesting that the Cowboys should trade Brandon Aubrey is embarrassing for them. Item four, conversation with Pickens today. He did hint that he'd prefer to be here long-term, a little bit. And he did say it's kind of up to Jerry, which is true. Keeping in mind, you can tag him. Now, that wouldn't be $30 million. That'd be $28 million or so for a one-year tag. And then you get to know him a little bit better. We've talked about it. He was asked about it. You would have to be giving up the ship in a gigantic way to trade George Pickens. And they're not doing that. Item five, going back to Jerry saying, and he told The Athletic, no, not defensive linemen. That's not what we're looking at. False. 100% false. And this is Jerry throwing, he's not just being nonsensical. And he's not, Jerry's senile. He doesn't even know what he's saying. He knows exactly what he's saying. He's just throwing chum in the water, just throwing junk out there. Item six, all positions. And I was told this by a Cowboy person directly and firmly. So I'm going to repeat it to you. All positions on defense. There's nothing that they won't be listening to, won't be examining. All the way up to the very top names. Obviously, lesser lights are more likely. But safety, cornerback, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, defensive end, defensive tackle, all of it, as it should be. Item seven, call again on Max and Hendrickson. And by the way, this will probably be reported this weekend. If you're going to call on Max, great expensive player on a bad team. If you're going to call on Hendrickson, great player on expensive on a bad team, why wouldn't you call on Jeffrey Simmons of the Titans? So I bet you they have. I bet you they have. If they've called on Max and they've called on Trey, why wouldn't they have called on Quinnen with the Jets and Simmons with the Titans? Makes too much sense. Call them again. Because I reported last Monday that they had not called on Max Crosby, and I stand on my report. That doesn't mean they didn't call him Thursday. Well, now it's Thursday a week later. Call him again. Bunch of those teams have just lost another game. Miami tonight's going to lose to the Ravens. Call him again. Jangly, $5 pitch into the Super Chat. Fish, if the Cowboys don't make a trade, unlike Jerry, I actually will be a hollering into my pillow. Ishmael, $5 pitch into the Super Chat. Don't forget about Osa. Do you think he's living up to the contract? I do not. It's too bad. And this is a long-term thing. They're going to be here a while. You would like to think? Osa, big money. Kenny Clark, big reputation. Mazi Smith, first-round pick. You'd like to think you could stop the run. Item eight, very specifically, called the Dolphins, the Titans, the Jets, the Saints, and the Bengals. Very specifically, teams that clearly can be tempted into being sellers. Lobo, Jerry will call again just like he called on Derrick Henry. Lobo, you've been here too long to continue to misunderstand what really happened with Derrick Henry. I broke the story. March 8th, 2024, I stand by the story. Don't believe the fakes. I'm telling you the real, what happened with Derrick Henry. Art Vandelay, can we trade Jerry and Steven? No. And if you saw my review this morning of Jerry Jones's $100 billion emphasis, oh, he was joking, or oh, he was this, or oh, he was that. By the way, Dak Prescott, great answer on this today. And we're writing about it right now at CowboysCountry.com. Great response to the Jerry Jones $100 billion non-football thing. Jerry Jones isn't going anywhere. The people in the organization have to figure out how to work with and around. With and around. You follow me? Item 9. No way on the Myles Garrett thing. The Browns are telling people you have a better chance of winning the lottery. All right. But call him anyway? Call him anyway. He's the best defensive player in football, as far as I'm concerned. He's what Micah Parsons might someday be. He's closing in, by the way, but might someday be. Had 5 sacks last week for the poor, poor Browns. He had 5 sacks and the Browns lost. No way. But call him anyway. I bet you the Eagles are calling him, just in case. And yes, as a betting man, I think Dallas will add a defensive piece. I do. I don't know if it's going to be somebody that everybody's heard of, 76,000 fish heads in Cowboy Nation. I don't know if it's going to be a celebrity player, but I do. Jeremiah Hamilton, don't believe the trolls. That's a super, super troll on social media. And finally, item 10, did I mention? And yes, again, I think the Cowboys will make a trade for a defensive player between now and next Tuesday. The teams that said no last Thursday, a week has passed. Losses have happened. Daubers are down. Whatever the hell a dauber is. Another game's been lost. Call them again. Fish.